God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You ever visited a church on vacation? I mean, a church you did not know, and you were kind of like the odd man out, and you just showed up. That can be an absolute adventure, because you never know quite what you're going to get. Now, I travel a lot. My wife and I often talk about, hey, that is a good church. Maybe in your mind you've talked about bad churches. And let me be clear, there is a good and there is a bad, and there are good and bad churches and families and people and organizations. But it is too simple a designation to help me be what I ought to be today. Let me give you an example. Families. You know, my family's not perfect, but they aren't even good. Or a man. Is the man good? Does that mean he's perfect? Think about David. Was David a good man? Did David do bad things? David was a man after God's own heart, and yet David had things that were profoundly wrong. So the question today, whether it's an era or a local church, or most specifically you or me today, is not, am I good or bad, but what needs to change? In Revelation 2, the Lord addresses several churches. In chapter 3, he addresses even more. And as you read these descriptions of these churches, you might easily think, well, I would like to be a member of that church, or I would never be a member of that church, based upon what may be important to you. But what is important is not what is important to you or me, but what is important to God. The question today is not, am I perfect? That's a cop-out, because none of us are. The question today is not as simple sometimes as, am I good or am I bad? The question is, what needs to change? And when I say what needs to change, not do I need to change? No, it's an assumption. What needs to change? The Bible says in verse 1, under the angel of the church of Ephesus write. And the Lord goes on to talk about many good things that were happening in the church of Ephesus. But in verse 4, he says, nevertheless. Later he says, but. Later on still he says, notwithstanding. So in each of these churches, there was something good going on, but there was something that needed to change. And the Lord knows exactly what that is. In verse 2, he says, I know thy works. In verse 23, he says, I am he which searcheth the reins and heart. So the Lord knows us to our very core. And that means we are obliged to have an open ear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And you find that repeated over and again in Revelation chapter 2. An open heart. You know, Winston Churchill said a fanatic is someone who won't change his mind and won't change the subject. Now, I don't think you're virtuous just because, oh, I'm so open-minded, my brain's about to roll out my ear. I don't think it's a virtue just to change. I think it is good to be willing to change when the truth of God comes into conflict with the practice of man, when it comes in conflict with my practice. So that's why the Lord says in verse 5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do. And that word repent is a word that you find each of the times Jesus addresses one of these churches. Repent, change your mind. So I don't want to be a fanatic. I want to be able to change my mind to whatever is on the Lord's mind in my life. And the result is found in verse 7. To him that overcometh will I give. In verse 11, you find about the overcomer. Verse 17, you find about the overcomer. Verse 26, you hear about the overcomer again. The question this morning is not, will you be perfect? It's not even, am I good or am I bad? That's sometimes an alibi for not being vigilant regarding myself. The question this morning is, am I going to be an overcomer? Will I listen? And what needs to change?